Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
In the early 1980s in San Francisco, Chris Gardner had big dreams, but could barely earn enough to keep a roof over his young family. None of his money-making schemes works out, and their only steady income is from his wife working double shifts as a hotel maid. When she reaches her limit and tells Chris she's leaving, he insists their young son, Chris Jr., must stay with him.
What are you going to do for money?
Got an interview at Dean Witter for an internship, and I got it. So I'm going to stand out in my program.
Salesman to interns backwards.
No, it's not.
Chris is convinced the unpaid internship at the prestigious stock brokerage firm will lead to a career. But now, a single father, he finds it harder and harder to stay afloat. Evicted from their motel room home, father and son wind up on the street, sleeping in public restrooms at subway train stations when they can't find a bed at a homeless shelter. Through it all, Chris is determined to give his son something he himself never had as a child, a father's love.
I met my father for the first time when I was 28 years old. When I had children, my children were going to know who their father was.
Eventually, Chris does make his dream come true. The internship leads to a job and later to start up his own brokerage company with offices in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco. Today, he's a multimillionaire and a highly regarded motivational speaker. Will Smith says he was drawn to the story, but also apprehensive about portraying the often heartbreaking events in a real person's life.
I connected with Chris Gardner, and we looked in one another's eyes. I said, I'm going to learn your story, and I'm going to tell your story. And he said, just tell the truth.
And that simple instruction, just tell the truth, proved to be more of a challenge than Smith expected. The popular actor, who has starred in some of Hollywood's biggest blockbusters, found himself relearning the craft under the guidance of Italian-born director Gabriele Muccino.
Gabriele told me one day, he said, don't pose for my camera. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you're posing for my camera. I don't want you to pose for my camera. He said, you're making faces like you are hurt. He said, we will shut down. You go away. You come back when you hurt for real. You know, and I was like, wow. And he and Michael Mann are the two directors that I've worked with that they know all my tricks. They can see right through me, and all of the Willisms and the things that I know how to do to make the audience laugh or smile or cry, I know all of those things, and they beat those things out of me.
Michael Mann directed Smith to critical acclaim in the 2001 drama Ali. As much as the director demanded, Smith says he also found himself struggling to meet the expectations of his co-star, his own 9-year-old son, Jaden Christopher Smith, who plays his character's son, Chris Jr.
You gotta trust me, all right?
I trust you.
Because I'm getting a better job.
A particularly difficult scene, I was struggling, and Jaden said to me, you just do the same thing every take, Daddy. And I was like, you know, I was a little offended by that, right? But what he was saying was that innately he couldn't understand how I was reading everything exactly the same way every time. And he's feeling like, well, that's not real. I thought we were supposed to be trying to make this real. And he broke me out of a mechanical space.
I don't understand.
You understand what?
Are we going to the game?
I said, possibly we're going to the game. You know what possibly means?
Like probably?
No, probably means there's a good chance that we're going. Possibly means we might not. What does probably mean?
It means we have a good chance.
What does possibly mean?
I know what it means.
What does it mean?
It means that we're not going to the game.
How did you get so smart?
Because you're smart.
Will Smith says the experience changed him as an actor, and as a bonus, he says playing out the events of what Chris Gardner called the worst year of his life gave Smith and his son a stronger foundation in their relationship.
Jaden and I got to spend every single day, 10, 12 hours a day, together working on this film, and it became clear that whatever you have to offer financially doesn't matter. Whatever situation you're in, it doesn't matter. You have to be there. You have to be with your child. And to be able to spend that many hours a day together, like, our bond took off in a way that I never imagined.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
The Pursuit of Happiness takes its misspelled title from the line in the U.S. Declaration of Independence. As Chris Gardner explains, what Thomas Jefferson wrote says happiness is not guaranteed. It is something you have to pursue. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.